Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So 200 years ago, Europe had made it through the horrors of the French Revolution and was ending Napoleon's dreams of global domination. And Europe was beginning to feel the pull of new lands to the west, lands that had thrown off the old rules in Europe of politics and art. And into this storm of change was born Frédéric Chopin, at once a musician of Poland, but with a universal voice of this new age of romanticism, born 200 years ago today. Terrence McKnight, evening music host for WQXR Classical Radio in New York, is here with a tribute. Terrence, good morning.
I thought I'd sing you into the segment, John.
Well, that's great. Why is Chopin's music so hummable? And you're humming the famous Funeral March there.
Yeah, that Funeral March is very famous. It's been famous for since he wrote it. And I think his music is so popular and still is, you know, so prevalent now in concert halls and recordings because it's hummable. It's singable. And that's what he aspired to do. He wrote in these small forms, and he wrote music that was very intimate, very personal, and very romantic. And I think, you know, it's music of our time for those reasons. Very personal, very romantic, and just a very beautiful singing voice.
They don't let you hum Chopin on WQXR, right? That's why we're going to play some real, for real here. So this is the singing Chopin, right?
Typically with Chopin's music, you get that right hand that's going to have a melody, much like a singer, and that's what he was attempting to do. Chopin loved opera, and he was the pianist who wanted to get the instrument to sound like a singer, and so you get this accompaniment happening in the left hand with this beautiful singing line on top.
Is that why Chopin is regarded as a Polish musician, a nationalist, but also a universal sort of creator of melodies?
Well, the thing about the nationalism is, you know, when Chopin wrote, nationalism was sweeping across Europe, and Chopin had gone on tour. He was half Polish, half French. He had gone on tour, and while he was on tour, he learned that his hometown had been taken over by the Russians, so he couldn't go back home, so he spent the rest of his life in France, and so he took his Polish music with him. So as he moved to France, he wanted to represent the music of Poland. And so you hear these forms and these dances and melodies and rhythms that are Polish. And so therefore he became known as a composer of Polish nationalism.
But he's universal. I mean, a lot of pop musicians have gotten a piece of Chopin down through the ages. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows is a Chopin knockoff. The Perry Como hit Till the End of Time. And then there's this one, Barry Manilow. You know this one? You recognize that?
I do. And, John, you know, I was listening to, I was watching the NBA All-Star game a couple of weeks ago, and I heard an Alicia Keys song. And the beginning of her song sounds so much like Chopin. It evokes the same atmosphere. So I think, you know, people like Barry Manilow, Jacques Lussier, Alicia Keys, they're still invoking the sound of his music in creating their own music, and sometimes by reinterpreting his music from 170 years ago.
Well, there will be a 171-hour concert in Warsaw in a tribute to the 200th birthday of Chopin. Take us out, Terrence.
We're going to go out listening to Chopin. Was, you know, one of strength, too. His music had a lot of strength. And I think we'll go out listening to perhaps some of his revolutionary etudes.
Terrence McKnight, evening music host for WQXR.